Father, we just thank you tonight. I thank you, Father God, that you received our praise and worship. I thank you, Father, that you're here in our midst tonight, ministering to your people. And Father God, I just hear you say, can I bring life into these dead bones? And my children, I so desire to bring life into your dead bones. I so desire to bring you forth as living vessels of honor for my glory. I desire, my children, for you to come up higher each and every day into my kingdom authority. I desire that you humble yourself and be more like my son, Jesus. My son, Jesus, forgave you. I want you to forgive others. My son, Jesus, didn't argue with you. He just forgave you. He hung on that cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then he said, it is finished. Children, you need to do the very same thing. Follow in the footsteps of my son. Forgive and move on. Forget and carry my glory. For my glory is going to fill this earth. It surely is. And I am getting vessels of honor ready to carry my glory throughout this earth. My glory will come through a people who are established in my kingdom. And my glory will be felt by all. Love, grace, mercy, long-suffering is what my glory is going to carry. My glory is going to increase and increase, and it shall fill this entire world. I have called you forth to be a glory carrier. Can you really carry my glory? That was my question to you this morning, and that is still my question to you this night. Can you forgive and just move on? Or do you have to establish that you are right? Who is right and who is wrong? Only I make those choices. I'm asking you to move forward in me. Take my hand very securely and just move forward in me. The atmosphere is heavy laden with hate and discord. And this is what is covering the world, but it should not cover my church. My church should be one of love and compassion. My church should be a hospital. My church should be a hospital where those who are hurting, bruised, and battered can come in and not get kicked once they're down. My church lifts up. My church edifies, and my church heals. Children, you see, you have brought this before the throne room today by the things that you said and the things that you did. And now I am addressing them. It is love, unconditional, unadulterated love that my glory carries must bring forth in this hour. I will vindicate, saith the Lord. I will bring those who try to exalt themselves over you. I am a God of mercy and grace, and I have been with you throughout the days of your life. And I am asking you once again, lay it all down at my feet. Lay it all down at my feet, and don't pick it back up again. Do you gather or do you scatter? Do you truly bring a person to peace and to rest, or do you cause them more tribulation? Search your hearts this day. Can I use you as a vessel of honor to bring peace into a troubled, hopeless world? I am that I am. And I have been saying this for a week or so now. And I am with you all the seconds of your life. And I am leading, guiding, and directing you in the path that I would have you go. Don't swerve to the left and to the right. Don't look behind you, but cast your eyes upon me this night and gaze into my beautiful face and know that I am that I am. I am the everlasting Father. You either trust me or you don't. You either love or you don't. You either forgive or you don't. See, the choices are yours to make. I just stand by, and I encourage and I uplift, but I will not go against your will. Take my hand this night and follow me with all of your heart. There is a lost, a bleeding, dying world that needs to see my son, Jesus. Do they see my son in you? Do they see a loving, forgiving, compassionate, full of grace, Jesus in you? You have to search your heart and be truthful. Are you humble before a humble God? Is your life one of humility and grace? Can you embrace your brother or your sister and truly say, I am sorry, I forgive and I forget, and I love you, and then move on? Or do you keep something on the back burner and keep it brewing so you can constantly throw it in their face? This is either forgive or forget time, my children. You must forgive all those who have despitefully used you. You must forgive those who want to use you as a battering ram to destroy. Forgive and walk on, little ones. This is what I'm calling you for to do this night. Forgive and walk on. The trials and tribulations that await each one of my children are many. You cannot have any open door for the enemy to walk through. You must close every avenue to the darkness, and you must be total light. Total light, 24/7. I am calling and I am wooing. Are you listening and are you yielding? This goes from everlasting to everlasting. It never ends. Love, compassion, forgiveness, and grace never end. It is an ongoing fruit of the Spirit that you must bear continually. No excuses. No excuses. Grace, grace, grace. Grace is so sufficient. But what are you doing with my grace? What are you doing with my grace? Is my question to you this night. The vats are overflowing with new wine, and I have been placing new wine within you. But are you causing the new wine to sour? Or are you causing it to flourish and overflow into others' lives where they can drink that new wine also, and they will become new creatures in Christ Jesus? This is a solemn thing that is going on in this land this day. And I, the Lord God, I say unto you, I am searching to and fro. I am searching to and fro for those who are totally and completely yielded to my voice of victory. For surely victory is in the camp of those who are truly sold out to me and following me with all of their hearts. Why do you allow the enemy to pull you down so quickly? You have to be a strong tower, as my son Jesus was. Are you not spending enough time in my presence? Is it not good quality time that you're spending with me? Or is it just a rushed time that you feel like you have to do? I love you, little ones, and I am trying to draw you deeper into my bosom each and every day. You notice I said trying, because some of you I can't pull into my bosom because you're so busy trying to vindicate yourself. so busy trying to make yourself look right in others' eyes. Stop. Look and listen. Stop what you're doing and look at what I want you to do and listen to my still small voice. I am that I am that I am. I am not going to perish. I go from everlasting to everlasting, but your mortal bodies, they will perish one day. And then where will you be? Truth. I need truth to be told in my houses of worship. I need the real truth to be brought forth. No more mincing my word. My word is truth. It is yes, and it is amen. And I need it to be preached from the rooftops. The twisting of the word must end. The fake lives must end. And what they see when you stand before them must be my son Jesus, with truth prevailing all around. Are you tainted? Do you have a mixture in you? Give that to me this night. Give that to me this night, and then watch truth prevail through your mortal bodies. Oh, how I love you to soak in my presence. How I love you just to crawl up onto my lap and just lay your head upon my bosom and just have sweet fellowship with me day in and day out. I am calling forth leaders in this hour who are totally and completely submitted to my will and my way. I am calling forth leaders who are living what they preach and what they teach. You cannot evangelize a lost world if you're in a mixture. You have to be fully steadfast in me, holding my hand, listening to my still small voice, walking in holiness and righteousness, and then you can bring in the lost and the dying. The harvest is so overripe. So many souls falling into the abyss every second of every day because my church will not continue on the path of righteousness that I have placed them on, and my church will not submit themselves to me 100% so they can be just like my son, Jesus. The greater works are laying along the roadside because I cannot find enough who will say, yes, Lord, clean me up from the inside out. Make me a vessel of honor that you can pour yourself through. The roadmap lies before your feet. Are you going to follow my roadmap? Or are you going to continue on your own road that you have placed before your feet? Much folly all through this land. Much devastation. Much hate. I need you, children. I need you to walk in holiness and righteousness. I need you to be vessels of honor that will break this darkness up. The greatest harvest of souls lays right before your eyes. Are you willing to pay the price to bring that harvest in? Are you willing to pay the price to save even just one soul from the devastation of hell? Ask yourself this question. Am I walking the way I should be walking? Am I talking the way I should be talking? And am I living what I'm talking and walking? Heaven waits your answer. All of heaven has their ears in tune for your voice. What am I hearing? Am I hearing the rattling of dead but dry bones? Or am I hearing the breath of new life that is breathed into those dead bones and bringing them to life? Am I seeing the fresh new wine and my honey being poured out upon those who feel so devastated and so helpless and hopeless. What am I seeing? You know what I'm seeing. You know what I'm hearing. It is your life. It is you I'm speaking to this night. And I am saying, come up hither. Come up hither and sit at my feet and allow me to teach you of my ways. I am a God of compassion and love. And I love you just as you are. But I need you to become holy like my son Jesus. I cannot send you out into the highways and the byways with a mixture. You have to be pure. You have to be holy. I am a holy God. Saints, this is not playtime. Children, I've told you that before. This is not playtime. This is action time. This is a time that I need you desperately. In this time frame, I need the harvest to be brought in. You are paving the way for the second coming of my son, Jesus. You know you are forerunners, but some of you have stumbled and fallen. Some of you are walking in self-deception and delusion. I need you to come to my throne, cry out to me, and allow me to change you and rearrange you to be the vessel of honor that I am looking for. Seek not your own understanding. Seek my face. Seek my will and my ways. Seek me with everlasting repentance and allow my joy to rise up with inside of you. And my joy gives you strength. It gives you stability. It gives you wisdom. And it will keep you all the days of your life. Many, 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 many souls in the valley of decision. Will you please say yes, Lord, to my call this night and follow me? Thank you. Look around about you the next time you go anywhere. What do you see? Do you see joy? Do you see peace? No, you do not. You see hate, you see crime, you see murder, you see hopelessness on the faces. It is time, children, that we bring heaven to earth and stop the confusion, stop the discord. Your children are at stake here. The enemy is vying for their lives. Are you going to allow him to continue to vie for your children's lives while you're seeking your own pleasures? That's a good question tonight. Do you have a good answer to it? In my word, I had few that I could send forth, but I did send those few forth, and they did accomplish the works that I sent them forth to do. Tonight in this house, I'm looking for a few that will say, yes, Lord, I submit to your call. I submit to your will and to your way, and I will not, once I place my hand to the plow this night, ever look back ever again. No matter what the cost, I am willing to go all the way with you, Father, to see the lost and the dying come to the fruition of who they are in me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You need to abort fear. You need to cast fear out of your life. Fear is not of me. My children cannot walk in fear. Fear brings all kind of torment. All fear has to go out of your life. Either I am the great I am, or I am not. I'm just not the great I am 99%. I am the great I am 100%. Are you looking for I am? What are you really looking for? Truth be told, some of you don't know what you're looking for. I will show myself to you in mighty ways, but you're going to have to take the first step of faith and cry out to me. And then I will show you myself. I will show you my glory. I will show you who I truly am. You've heard of me, but you have not really seen me. You sing about me, but you really don't know me. You don't know my heart. You don't know me as a true father. You do not know me as a father that you can run to and just speak whatever on your heart. Who gave you the breath that you're breathing? I did. Who formed your body in your mother's womb? I did. The great I am was there before you ever existed. And I brought you into this world for my kingdom purposes. Would you please be about the Father's business as my son Jesus was at a young age? Will you please do the Father's work while there is still time to work? I'm calling. Are you listening? Are you yielded? Are your ears open to my voice, or are they closed to my voice? I am constantly speaking in a still, small voice. I am not going to shout. I am not going to smack you up alongside the head. I am that I am. Will speak in a still, small voice. My word says, those who have ears to hear. Tonight, ask yourself, do I have ears to hear the still, small voice? Or am I deaf to the voice of to the Almighty God? Many questions I am laying before your feet this night. Do you have the answers? You should not be giving me a question back. You should be quickly saying, yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, you may stumble and you may fall along the path that I've placed your feet upon. But as you're following me and as you have your heart sold out to me, I will lift you up. I will not let you fall and lay there. I will lift you up. I will brush you off. And I will send you on your way once again. But so you have to take that one step, that very first step on that journey, on the road that I am trying to place your feet upon. Oh, you want to hear my voice, and you want to hear my voice through the prophets, but I want to speak to you in a still, small voice. In the quietness of your hours, when you're sitting at the throne, I want to speak to you then, where the world does not hear what I have to say to you, but it's only you and me, one-on-one, nobody vying for my attention. Just you and me. Find that place of stillness, my little one, and come and let's commune together. let me speak volumes into your life. You know, you are a book, and I want to add more chapters to your book. I want your book to be full of my goodness and my grace and my mercy. Here we are, all gathered together. But each one of you have a different purpose in my kingdom. I have called you to unity in the body, but you can't seem to get unity together. So if you can't get unity together with your brother and sister, how are you and I going to have unity? Ask yourself that question. You have to be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. You have to be one that has already laid down your life, and you became a servant to the people around about you. They aren't here to serve you. You are here to serve them. Just as my son Jesus came as a servant, I am requiring you to be a servant. Do not dismiss me this night. This is not a light thing. This is a very serious thing. I am lining up my new generation of prophets. I am lining up my new generation of evangelists. I am lining up my new generation of pastors behind the pulpits. And I am searching to and fro for those that I can trust with these lost souls, these sheep that have been scattered throughout the land. They need shepherds. They need to be gathered in. And they need to be fed. Are you one that I can send the sheep to? Are you one that will tend the sheep and not scatter the sheep? Are you one that will love at all cost, no matter what it costs you, just to see one sheep healed and delivered? Ah, some of you have been tested and you failed. You didn't heal the sheep that came to you. You destroyed the sheep. You opened the wound even wider than it was before they came to you for forgiveness. Ah, I need repentance tonight from you. You need to repent of your shallow walk. And you need to go deeper and deeper and deeper. The river runs wide. So why are you walking in the shallow end of the river? I need you to come into the deepness of who I am. I need you to get into the river and let me drown you there. Let me take all away from you that is not of me. Let me wash you clean. Give you new breath, new purpose. This is a night of total commitment to me, the living Father. This is a night that I have called you to come up hither and sit at my feet. Not in the way you used to sit at my feet, in the way that I need you to sit at my feet. Totally submitted, totally committed. No more of your agenda. It's only what I desire to use you to do in this lost and dying generation. My words as old foolish Galatians, who has deceived you? And I asked you that question tonight. Who has deceived you and made you believe that all is well, when all is not well? You know in your heart of hearts what you are doing. You know in your heart of hearts how committed you are to the call that I have upon your life. You know what end of the pool that you are in. I brought the pool Bethesda Bethesda the other night to heal you totally and completely. Some of you laid in that pool of water, but you were not healed totally and completely because you would not give me your all in all. What are you going to do when a prodigal stands before you? Are you going to remind them of their sin? Are you going to remind them how they hurt you? Or are you going to be like me? Are you going to open your arms wide and say, "Welcome home"? Let's not talk about the mess. Just welcome home. All is well. You are forgiven. Enter in, my good and faithful servant. Truth be told, you want everybody to forgive you, but you don't want to forgive everybody else. My son said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." When anyone comes against one of my true children, they touch the apple of my eye, and that upsets me. I will vindicate you. I tell you that over and over again, but you still want to vindicate yourself. It doesn't work that way. Never has, never will. I do the vindicating. I do the lifting up. I do the positioning. The great I am does all things well. You have all jurisdiction if you stand in the fullness of who I am. The enemy cannot touch you. Do you understand that? The enemy cannot touch you when you stand in the fullness of who I am. And you walk in integrity. I justify you. I lift you up. I cover you with my pinions, and I bring you forth. And then I am with you all the days of your life. Right now, just take my hand. Fill my fellowship with you, and know that I am God. Yes, the enemy does come, and yes, the enemy does change the atmosphere, and yes, the enemy does steal, kill, and destroy. But he can't do it if you're steadfast in me. He cannot touch you if you're walking in righteousness and holiness. My angelic host stands between you and the enemy. I've drawn a line in the sand, and it is finished. Either you serve me or you don't. You have to serve me in all the fullness of the Godhead. I want 100% of you tonight. That 1% you've been keeping for yourself, I need it tonight. I need all of you. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I have come to sup and dine with you this night. I have come to reveal myself to you in all my glory. Are you looking? Are you watching? Are you seeing? Let me open your spiritual eyes so you can see as I see. Give me control of your tongue so only my Holy Spirit speaks through you. Give me your arms so your arms can embrace what you call the unlovable. And if truth be known, sometimes you are the unlovable one. You are the unforgiving one. You are the one that needs the embrace of forgiveness. You see how this works? It's a two-way street. I'm instructing you this night. In my wisdom and in my understanding, are you receiving the instructions that I'm giving you? Are you looking to the right and to the left and behind, or are you keeping your gaze totally steadfast upon me? My house must be a house of refuge. It must be a place, it has to be a hospital. It must be a place where the hurting, the lost, and the dying can come in and receive nothing but agape love. They don't need you to bruise and batter them. They already have that from the world. What my people need that I'm sending in is love, unconditional love, understanding and grace and mercy and foreknowledge. Can I find a house of refuge that I can send my lost and dying into that will yield to my calling and have the fruits of the Spirit working in them? When you look around, do you see the fruit of the Spirit working in the people around about you? But what you need to do is look at yourself. Is your fruit pure fruit that others can eat and grow on? Or is it tainted with things of the world? You know. You really know. You just don't care to know. But you have to dig deep down into the reservoir of your soul, and you need to pull out those things that are not of me and allow me to set you free. You want a miracle? That's the biggest miracle you ever get, is when you stand before the throne of grace and say, Lord, it's not my mother, it's not my father, it's not my sister, it's not my brother standing in need of prayer, but it's me, Lord. It is I that you need to take and cleanse me from the inside out. I'm hearing God also say there's too much hate and contempt in his body, and he wants all of it tonight. He wants everything that defiles tonight. He wants you to throw it at the cross, at the foot of the cross, and never pick it back up again. And God's saying, whatever you're looking for tonight is here. It's here if you really want it. If you really want freedom, there's freedom here tonight. If you really want to be a vessel of love, that's here tonight. Allow God to come in. Allow him to lift your skirt, uncover you, and bring all that junk that's been hidden all these years. Let him bring it out into the open. Let him cleanse you. Let him do what only he does best. You can't cleanse yourself. I can't cleanse you. But God can. Ask yourself, why am I so unhappy? Why does it always seem that life is slipping through my fingers? What is it, Lord, that I'm holding on to, that I need to yield to you tonight? There's something. Children, there's something that's holding you back. There's something in you that's allowing the enemy to constantly come and attack you. What is it? If you don't know, ask me to reveal it. Ask me to bring it to the forefront. Ask me, children, to do this. Don't ask another. Ask me. Do you know what another will tell you? They'll tell you what they think is there. They don't know really what's there. They really don't know what makes you tick. They really don't. It's cleansing time. Do you want to be cleansed or not? Do you understand what God has been doing this week? He's been trying to get the body of Christ to a place where there's not one thing in you that the enemy has any place in. And he can then, you know, take you and wrap you in his arms. And then when you go out there, you will take Christ with you and you will win the souls to Christ. They don't need no more world. They have all the world that they can contain. They now need Jesus Christ. I don't care how beautiful you can sing. If your vessel's not pure, that singing's tainted. You know, and I don't care how wonderful you are in business. If you have mixture inside of you, that business is not going to work. It will eventually collapse. You have to have Jesus Christ in all of his fullness. And then you will be a true vessel of honor and glory. And God's asking you, who made you judge and jury? Who are you to judge somebody else? Right now, God just wants to put eye salve on your eyes, and he wants you to see as only he sees. And God said, when you go to the mainstream, you know, the world, the mainstream in the world, is that mainstream going to tear you down? Or are you going to cause the mainstream to come up where you're at higher with Jesus? You have to allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life. You cannot have a mixture of religion and spirit. God said that has ended. It's spirit calling to spirit. And if you have a mixture of the spirit and of the world, it's not going to work. That's why you see empty houses of God. There's such a mixture in them, and God is trying to take the mixture out. And what God has said is he's been shaking the churches. And the church doesn't want to be shaken out of their lethargic state. They enjoy where they're at. So he's going to bypass the church and he's going to clean up the ones in the world and bring them in to take the places that the church should be taking. Do you want God to take your mantle from you? Yeah, that's a question that God's placing before you. Do you want somebody else to have your mantle? Or are you willing to say, God, empty me out? I want to keep my mantle. I want to be the vessel of honor that you first called me to be, and I let the world come in and twist and turn and taint. Do you realize that God has been prophetically speaking to us for about 40 minutes? I do have a message for you. It's living from the throne, from glory, and from rest. But see, God, in all his sovereignty, when I said, God, we need you. We need you tonight. We need you every day. God took over. And God spoke his heart to you. It was not my heart. It's God's heart. Can you accept what he said to you tonight? Can you yield yourself to him 100%? If there's things in you that he needs to change, can he change them? Have you given him permission to rearrange anything? It doesn't matter what you wanted, doesn't matter your plans or your purpose that you did. God, I just want what you want for my life. And when you do that, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be so shocked at the way he rearranges you, because it's sure not what you thought was going to happen in your life. Right now, the anointing for what God was doing is lifting. But what I want you to do, I mean, if you have to get the tape is free. If you have to get the tape and take it home and listen to what God said to you tonight, then do that. But whatever you do, go before the throne of grace and ask God to take anything out of you that is not of him. You know, Don't you want to be part of this marvelous move that God is bringing on the scene of saving all these lost souls? Then you're going to have to let him have whatever it is you're holding on to. Just have to. And I'm going to tell you, when he starts taking things out of you, it's not going to be pretty. And you're going to be shocked at what's in there that you didn't know was in there. But when he's finished, you're going to be the vessel of honor that he can work through. And this is the hour when God is vindicating. He's vindicating you. And those who came against you are now going to look at you and say, they truly are of God. But who cares about that? Some do, and that's why I just said it. Who cares what people think? As long as you're yielded to God and allowing God to work through you and allowing God to do what needs to be done wherever he takes your feet. Come on. If you evangelize in any way, you know, and you want to be honest, you know, you can say the churches are not where they should be in Christ. The churches are playing church. And God's going to abandon those churches. He really is. He's going to cast them aside. He has stadiums he's going to fill with souls. Who is he going to use to minister to those souls? I'm believing it's everybody that's sitting in this room tonight. I'm believing you came out here tonight because you want more of God. And you want to be the vessel of honor that God can work through. God's word says he's going to use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And to the world, to bigger churches, we look like the foolish things. But I'm going to tell you right now, we have more power and more authority in Christ Jesus than some churches that have 3,000 people in them. Because you guys have submitted yourselves to God and said, here I am, God. Strip me. Peel me like an onion. Take everything away from me that's not of you. And you said, all I want people to see is Jesus. He will keep you. He really will keep you. But you have to trust him. You have to allow him to vindicate you. God has said, if you're really submitted to him, the enemy's finished with you. He told us in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. But see, in order for that scripture to be real, then you have to be sold out to God 100%. You have to be walking with him with all your heart, not caring what anybody says about you. The only person that you should care about what they say is God himself. Is he saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant? Or is he saying, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I don't know you. Each one of you in here tonight, I've heard some of the words that God spoke over you. They were powerful words. Are you going to walk in such a way that they will come to pass? We get all excited and all hyped. Look what God said. And it's good. But are you walking that out yet? You could be the biggest sinner in the world and God will speak into your life and he'll tell you these wonderful things about yourself. And that is what he sees. But do you walk it out so you become what God sees? Over the years, I found that out. He speaks to a sinner what that sinner was meant to be. But then that sinner has to take that word, believe it and trust God, and then start allowing God to change them to become that vessel of honor. Amen. God said, it's your choice tonight. Go deeper. Let him drown you in that river. Or stay right where you're at and never get the fullest extent of what God intends for your life to be. Are you going to be on the outside looking in? Are you going to be standing on the end of the edge of the riverbank wishing you would have gotten in, but it's too late to get in? you know, with the marriage supper of the Lamb, the door was shut. And God told us years ago, get in the river right now, because there's going to come a time when you're going to stand on the riverbank wanting to get in and not able to. We're at that place right now in our walk with God. We either get in 100% or it's going to be too late. The ones of you in here that I know, where you are ministering to people, you must stay the course. You cannot get down to their level. You have to bring them up to the level that God has you in. Yes, you'll go to your room and you'll weep and you'll cry and you'll feel lonely, but you're not alone, because God said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He nourishes you on the way. He holds your hand. And as you're listening for his voice, he does talk to you and he does give you instruction. He does do that. I know. I live that life. I don't want to hear what you have to say to me. I want to hear what God has to say to you. And this is why when you come into this place, we have certain prophets, and I only allow those prophets to speak into your life because I know they hear from God and there's no mixture in it. God's going to hold me accountable for everybody's ever walked through these doors. Did I minister peace and love to them, or did I allow them to be bruised, battered, and beaten up? In other words, did I allow a prophet to speak into your life that wasn't right with God? Or did I set the prophet down and only use the prophets that I know, that I know, that I know, truly hear from God and have his voice? And see, this is the same way with all you that are ministers. And I believe God said you people were ministers. He's going to hold you accountable for what you speak to other people when you go to minister to them. And God told us one time, when you stand behind this pulpit, if you aren't living what you're preaching, then don't preach it. And so sometimes I've seen people up here preaching who are not living the life, and I feel sorry for you, because God forewarned you that if you're not living it, don't teach it or preach it. So when you go out there, make sure you're living what you're teaching, because God's going to judge you for that. Sometimes we seem hard. People think, well, you're too hard. But you know, God is hard on you because he does not want you to fail. He wants to bring you forth into all the fruition of what he's called your life to be. And he's not going to tell you you're all right when you're not. God doesn't play games with you. And you ought to thank him that he doesn't. You ought to thank them that he chastises you when you need to be chastised. And in the privacy of your chamber where you go to pray for God, God will speak to you. And he'll tell you what you're doing is not right. But it's up to you then to change. Are you ready to fully submit yourself totally and completely to the throne of grace tonight? Every night we've met, every service we've had, God has been doing something different to us and in us, and he's trying to get us to be the strongest towers out there, towers that just like Jesus, that the enemy cannot come and buffet. And each service there's something different that he's doing within us. Tonight the altar's open. If you really want to say, God, all the way, 100% all the way, because I know right now that some of you are not 100% all the way, and that's why God's doing this. My teaching was good. You might get it sometime, but what God said to us tonight is so much better. Do you have when you're out teaching, do you have agenda laying before you? This is good. They need to hear this. You think. But I want you just, if you go to speak anywhere, you can take your, I have to have my piece of paper, all right? But I give God full permission, use me any way you so desire. And 9 times out of 10, when I used to evangelize, I never used my paper. because God knows who's in the room and God knows what they need to hear. So what you have to do is get away from your paper and get into the Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to move. And when you allow the Holy Spirit to move, He speaks to the very core of the people's being, and their lives are changed. Oh, but it's only by the Spirit of God. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't try to let people see how good of a person you are putting notes down on a piece of paper. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you. And tonight, this is what God wants to do. He wants to transform the inside of your brain, is what I'm hearing, where you won't be caught up in doing what you think the people need, but you'll yield that brain over to God, and He can speak through you, bypass all this brain stuff, and He'll speak to the people what they truly need to hear. The altar's open if you want that anointing for God to use you in that fashion.